Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe's out for the afternoons. Philip Boucher Hayes in for him. Michael, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon.
You're not too sure about the sell-off of Aer Lingus?
No, not really. You know, it is partly a public utility. And we must remember back in when the Aircom was privatised, by then the Fine Gael-led Labour government, progressive or democratic left, they privatised in 1996. And you see the result of that? Do we want another Aircom debacle in Aer Lingus? We should not sell off our national carrier. It's been there for many, many years, and it's a great pride, our national carrier. And we're going to lose a lot of slots in London if this happens.
We're going to gain €300 million for something that we only a quarter own anyway, Michael.
Yeah, yes, but don't forget, they will buy it for less than €1 billion because Aer Lingus has €400 billion in the bank, cash at hand. You know, €300 million nowadays is not a lot of money, Philip.
I know, and they say that €300 million is probably roughly equivalent to the slots that Aer Lingus holds at Heathrow, and there's no guarantees that we'll be able to avail of them for flying across the Irish Sea any longer.
Is Dublin-London not the second busiest route in the world?
But isn't that, as you like, the safety net or the guarantee? Because what airline, whether it's Irish-owned, British-owned or Saskatchewan-owned, is going to disrupt good business like that? If Dublin-London is that busy, well, then that is its safety.
What about long-haul for whoever buys it? You know, if there's more money to long-haul, they will use those slots for long-haul. Isn't that right? That can happen. And we'd be left sitting with a very little slots there. And when those big corporations buy us out, they don't care about us anymore. They don't owe us anything. You know?
Do you use those red-eye flights frequently, Michael? I mean, I'm wondering, how crucial are they to business now with the rollout of broadband, with improved communications?
I live in the Quiet Man Country in County Mayo, Philip, and I haven't been on a plane in 6 years, and that was from a local one to Knock to London. And I've only flown two or three times, and the chances of flowing again are probably very, very slim. But I want it there for the Irish people, you know, for the up-and-coming generation. I want it there for them. There's too many of our utilities, Bord Gáis has been sold off. No one knows what's happening there, what is going to happen there. Will Irish Water be sold off? Nobody knows, you know.
Sheila, good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, good afternoon, Philip.
Michael only sees losers in this event. Do you see any winners?
Well, I see myself as a personal loser. This very day, my pension was reduced from 14,800 to something over 13,000, a 10% drop. And that's even before the thing is sold off.
Sorry, you're an Aer Lingus retiree, yeah?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Now, the company have made an agreement with existing staff, but, of course, pensioners have no power. And we're all dignified people, and they have quietly reduced our pensions by 10%. And for better-paid staff, they have been reduced, in fact, by 20%.
And was this something that was in the offing anyway before news of the takeover bid?
It was, yeah. But the thing is, the company used the money paid into the pensions to offer incentives to staff to leave back in the early 90s to restructure the company and to put it back on a sound financial footing. But unfortunately, it left the pension fund somewhat depleted. And even though the company now has $400 million in cash and are doing very well and being sold off as public company, they still found it in their hearts to reduce our pensions.
Something that, as you say, though, would have happened anyway, regardless of whether this company is owned Ireland or is owned in the other side of the Irish water.
Well, it hasn't quite happened yet because, I mean, we will be taking a legal case because, I mean, I took out my pension in good faith. In fact, I wasn't allowed to stay in Aer Lingus until I took out my pension. And we were given assurances all along the way that our pensions would certainly not come down, but that we were given to believe that they would increase over the years. And instead of that, quietly and sort of deceitfully, really, they have reduced our pensions now by 10% and 20%.
And what do you make of the potential loss of the national resource of the slots in Heathrow?
To tell you the truth, Philip, I don't know an awful lot about the slots at Heathrow, how valuable they are or not. But the selling off of the airline, you know, was always in the air, and the idea that we had our own airline was very important in the past. Now with Ryanair in the picture, it slightly diffuses that argument somewhat. But I wouldn't agree with it. I mean, I think we should try and hold on to Aer Lingus as a public or semi-public company, because we've seen what happens to all these companies that are sold off.
Sheila, you've just made the argument there yourself, and I have to be honest with you, I'm not up on the economics of this, but do we not have in Ryanair as good a national carrier as Aer Lingus, in fact a better national carrier than Aer Lingus ever was in terms of connectivity and in terms of price? Are we just holding on to Aer Lingus out of some sense of nostalgia?
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't agree with you that Ryanair is better airline than Aer Lingus, by the way. I travel with Aer Lingus or with Ryanair frequently, and they're quite an efficient airline, but I wouldn't say they're better than Aer Lingus. But that aside, I think, you know, Aer Lingus is a national airline. It's semi-private, and the government still has a stake in it. And when I took out my pension, it was a state company. And I made my contract with the state at that time.
Mm-hmm. Ger, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Philip.
Ger, what do you think? Sell or hold on?
Oh, hold on, absolutely. I noticed that Michael is from Mayo and I'm from Limerick, so we're West of Ireland people. My view is that we're an island country. We're very dependent on getting off of the island of Ireland to get it to Europe. And we could be held ransom in the end of the day in terms of connectivity.
And how often do you or yours end up using Limerick-London flights?
Well, I have a daughter in Australia, and that would have been the route for a long time, despite the fact that the service we had wasn't wonderful. You'd be back in Heathrow at about 5:30 in the morning, and you wouldn't get a flight to Shannon until about 11:15. Very poor service, I admit, but better than nothing.
But the nature of international transport now is that you can use Paris or you can use Frankfurt as a hub in exactly the same way as you used Heathrow for probably pretty much the same kind of price. Are we just not broadening our minds enough to the varied possibilities that there are out there for getting around the world now, that we still think in very old-fashioned terms of, oh, you have to go to Heathrow if you want to get anywhere?
No, I think our position as an island on the periphery of Europe gives us a sort of a special category. I mean, we've had regional funding over probably 40 years because of our special position of where we are. We can't be held ransom. We saw how vulnerable we were during the ash cloud. We didn't have quite the same access to public transport to get across Europe. We had to sail. You know, we couldn't fly. If we were stuck in Europe, we were caught getting home. So we are sort of special in that particular category.
Yeah, but the ash cloud was a once in a hundred yes. years kind of event. In the ordinary course of business, how reliant, how dependent are we on this London-Dublin route?
Well, you see, I wouldn't be talking London-Dublin because I think you're very well serviced. Our situation here in Shannon was that we had several flights a day to London and then during some period going back about 5 years ago, it was completely pulled. Now, it went to Belfast, and I ultimately discovered it went to Belfast International. And most people from the north of Ireland commute out of the city airport. I gather that Aer Lingus were reputed to have lost their shirt on that particular route, because nobody up there would do it as a commuter from the international airport. It's 25 miles outside Belfast.
Yeah.
You know, and when we had it here, you see, okay, I know. When you take the big Midwest region and you probably go down as far as maybe Clonmel and places, we probably haven't a massive population. But we are disadvantaged in terms of Europe in that we are so much on the periphery. We have a special case, and therefore we probably need the backing of a national airline who have they have an indigenous situation in the country here. I know they have to be profitable and all that, but they also have to provide us with a service. Somebody has to provide us Aer Lingus were the national airline. We always look to them as being the reliable ones.
All right. Well, not at €2.50 a share, not at any price, say, no. The last three callers anyway. Ger, Sheila, Michael, thank you all very much. We'll take another break.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.